Finally, the time has come for radio to make a little bit more sense. A show designed to give a voice to new, upcoming, and independent artists. Live from the CGMQ 88.9 studios in Sherbrooke, Quebec, it's the Dibble B Show.
You're tuned in to the Dibble B Show.
All right, we need to break the show right now.
You're listening to the Dibble B Show.
I'm from another planet.
Welcome, everybody, to another 60 Minutes with your host, Dibble B. This is show number 43, and this is the show where we bring you those crazy Italian DJ producers with the cardboard boxes on their heads, DJs from Mars. That's right, we are honored to have them as our guests. They tell us about what it's like being in the top 100 DJs in the world, and of course, they also want to tell us about a new single that they have made. Let's fly right into the music with Dank. And this one's called Renegade, right here on the Dibble B Show.
You're listening to the Dibble B Show.
You know, listening to the Dibble B Show is a great way to burn off a lot of calories, build some extra muscles, and even lose weight. Because listening to music while working out measurably improves physical performance. That's right, we've got this energetic music for you. And here is one blasting out of the electronic dance music gates. It's by Jetfire. It's called Baby Work.
For Dibble B's featured artist interview.
those of you that just heard that Big Room Big Rift electro house track, that was by French producers Arias and Greg Cerrone when they teamed up for one of the surefire hits of the moment called Footsteps. Now enjoy the fat drums on this song by Robbie Rivera and Just Jack. It's called That Sound Reboot. Hey, don't go anywhere. DJs from Mars coming up next.
Here comes the sound.
Here comes the sound. Here comes the sound. Here comes that sound. Here comes that sound.
Or listen via the web at www.cjmq.fm.
UnXLTracks.com featured interview.
Giving independent artists a voice.
A voice.
We are excited to present to you two DJs that are a YouTube and internet sensation with thousands of subscribers and hundreds of thousands of views on their many mashup videos. These two DJs from Mars are famous for wearing cardboard boxes on their heads while touring the world and playing live. We're honored to have them as a guest on the Dibble B Show.
DJs from Mars is a duo based in Turin, Italy. But actually, we are touring a lot all over the world. In the last 4 years, we've been to Canada, Australia, China, Brazil, America. Now, in October, we'll be touring Asia. For the first time, we'll be in India. So, most of all, we'd like to say we are from the world and not just from one city, because we love to travel, see different cultures. But yeah, our basis is our home, our studio.
Now, every year, DJ Mag, the dance music magazine, holds a vote for the top DJs in the world. It's a pretty big thing in the industry. Well, get this, DJs from Mars came in at number 95. We asked them how this made them feel to be on that list for the first time in their career.
Well, the DJ Mag 95 position was such a surprise for us, because we, as we just said, we mainly do mashups and bootlegs, so not quite a lot of official remixes and official releases. And probably we are the only ones in the chart doing this kind of stuff. So it felt very surprising to be considered as top DJs in the actual scene, because we're doing something completely different from, you know, Hardwell, Afrojack, David Guetta, and all the stuff. So yeah. We felt so happy when we received the news, and we try to be there this year as well, so fingers crossed.
Well, you most certainly have our vote for this year's 2014 Top DJs by DJMag.com. Now, since DJs from Mars are well known for different mashups that they make, including different styles, we had to ask them what exactly is their favorite type of music.
Well, actually, we like every kind of musical style. We love hip-hop, we love dubstep, we love reggae, we love rock music, everything you can imagine. We love every style of music, so we decided to focus on mashups because it gives us the opportunity to do some experiments and put some vocals from pop or dance music over an instrumental from the AC/DC or Nirvana or whatever, Bob Marley, Daft Punk. It's just, you know, combining different styles of music and making them work together. This is the idea we like of the mashup scene and the mashup.
For all of you diehard fans, DJs from Mars tells us what they are currently up to at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment we're focusing on new releases. We try this new way with new original productions and original releases. We have an EP of 6 tracks, and it's about to be released in a couple of weeks or so. We're going to Amsterdam in October to the ADE, and we'll try to promote this EP. We'll see what happens. Meantime, we'll be touring a lot. We, as you said, we're about to leave to Asia. We're touring India, China, Indonesia, Malaysia. So, yeah.
There is never a dull moment with DJs from Mars, including a brand new track that is released out there at this very moment.
Our last single is called Welcome to the Dark Side. It's been made together with David Quintet, who's a German DJ. We always love his style. We produced this track together like a couple of months ago, and we made the break part, the church part with the organs and the orchestra part, and he sent us the final drop that you can find on the track, and we find it very good and perfect for our style and our set. So.
Well, good luck to DJs from Mars, and thank you very much for coming on to the Dibble B Show. Look these guys up on the internet. Go to their website at DJsFromMars.com or follow them on Twitter, DJs from Mars. Make sure you hit up our website at www.dibbleb.com, where this interview will be archived shortly. Now let's hear the single called Welcome to the Dark Side.
DJs from Mars, and you're listening to the Dibble B on AccentTrack.com.
The Dibble B Show on Facebook. Well, are you looking to make millions by producing or writing and or maybe even singing the next big music hit? Well, here's an interesting fact. Warner Music collected over $2 million in royalties in 2008 for the public usage of the Happy Birthday song. Now, that is one birthday gift I would not say no to. This next song is actually inspired by Sigma, which was called Nobody to Love. This one's by Pink Panda. Their version and take of it is Nobody, spelled B-U-D-D-Y, to love. Here it is, right on the Dibble B Show.
Nobody to just grab somebody.
Now
this next song has a special intro that bears mentioning. Here it is. One warm July afternoon in Miami, Chronic and Crunk awoke in their hotel room to the screams of a horrified room service attendant. Surrounded by empty bottles, women's underwear, assorted fruits, and blistering hangovers, the boys lacked explanations for the wake of destruction and debauchery that had consumed their room. Attempting to retrace their steps over an oceanside brunch, the dynamic duo could recall nothing but the sound of a saxophone riff. Racing back to their penthouse studio, Chronic and Crunk fervently recreated the melody, hoping to spur additional memories. Whilst the details of the night remain elusive, the resulting tune becomes the soundtrack to a summer's worth of adventures. Here's Chronic and Crunk with Hey Ho.
Show on your favorite radio station.
Aiden Jude is a DJ and producer based in New York City, and he is very quickly on the rise. At only age 10, he is one of the most anticipated performing acts of the year in the world of electronic dance music. Here he is, with his track called Tonight, right here on The Dibble B Show.
Show me where you wanna go. No regrets, I lie. It's okay, now we're in the
ever taken a minute to stop and figure out why exactly your favorite song is your favorite song? Well, it most probably is your favorite because you associate it with an emotional event in your life. Right now, however, we want you to keep on dancing with this next track by the Bloody Beetroots featuring Drop the Line.
The beat.
That one, go out there and look for Peter Monk featuring Sandy Reed. That was called One More Night. And now this one's called Cash Splash by Hashtag. Hope you've been enjoying the Dibble B Show. Don't go anywhere because we've got the jump start of the week and a bonus track.
She looks fresh, so fresh is crazy. Give me hot sweats, need to wash my face. I'm off to the men's room to freshen up. I got a spray man trying to sell me CK. He said you won't have it off, let's just laugh it off. We use band, the real talk, then laugh it off. All the man in the club wanna hate now, pissing off. Got a hot chick trying to drag it off. No kiss, no splash, no spray, no
time for the jumpstart of the week.
How easy is it to get up in the morning when you know you're not doing all that it takes? It's not very easy at all. You can just lay there awake thinking, oh, what's a few more minutes in bed? It won't matter much anyway. Wrong. It does matter. It will matter.
Featuring inspiration, ideas, insight, and quotes from great minds to better your success and personal development.
Now, how easy is it to get up in the morning when you're pouring it on, doing the best you can, anxious to get going, make progress toward your dreams? It's a whole different story.
And now, here is this week's Jumpstart.
A huge factor with many people today is laziness. There is a great danger of laziness in our lives. But do you know that we can learn a lot from the ants? What can we learn from the ants? Well, ants teach us how to be self-motivated. Do you know that ants always ensure that the work gets done? There's no time cards in the anthill. There's no ant mothers that are there to nag their children. There's no ant fathers there to tell their child what to do. These creatures are self-motivated. There is no need for a captain to ensure that they get their work done. Ants teach us to look ahead. Even in the summer when there is plenty of food, the ant refuses to take their ease and they continue on working even harder. Yes, ants truly teach us the value of hard work. So next time you feel a little bit lazy, think of the ant. See you next time.
Wait, don't go anywhere. It's a bonus track.
Wanted more, 'cause we were set in stone. Your word just left me in a cold. They never should ask down. These lonely words are flying around. How can we have no fear when everything can disappear again? I see the blue sky, blue sky. I never want. the strength I found, I still can make a stronger sound. It never should ask down. These lonely words are flying around. We said we won't forget everything that we saw wrong. But then I see the blue sky, blue sky. I never
Solution FM dial. Come as a client, leave as a friend. 88.9
thecube.fm.